there was a message that came through from a representative of Dawood Islami, Zimmedar of Dawood Islami, from an Islamic sister. And she says that my husband has a very bad addiction. And this addiction is of gambling. Juwa, they say. Gambling. Allahu Akbar. Now, we need to understand something. In today's world that we are living in, people are always looking, or maybe majority of people are looking for a quick way of making money, a quick way of increasing their wealth, their status, their influence in society as well. But they don't look at that avenue, they don't look at that path. Is it a path which Islam allows or Islam forbids? The only thing they see is that I'm going to get money out of this, I'm going to get wealth out of this. But look at the consequences. We must understand something, that this disease of gambling, it is a disease. It is an addiction as well. And it is where either you eat up, you consume somebody else's hard-earned money, or somebody else consumes and eats up your hard-earned money. Allahu Akbar. Even if it's consensual, even if both agree, it is still a gambling. And therefore it is forbidden in Islam. It is completely, clearly prohibited in Islam as well. This act of gambling, it is prohibited, it is evil, it is a disease, an addiction. And do you know where it leads to? It leads to none other than the displeasure of Allah Azza wa Jal, the displeasure of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. It leads to the fire of hell. Now I will advise for those Muslims in particular who are gambling out there, we need to think about the consequences. We need to take a step back and say, what does my deen teach me about gambling? And what the consequences and the evils and the harms of gambling are? The first thing is, this gambling, it's leading to the displeasure of my Allah Azza wa Jal, the one who created me. It's leading to the displeasure of my beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, who is my master. And it's leading to the pleasure and happiness of Shaitan, Satan, the cursed and humiliated one. It is leading to the pleasure and happiness of my nafsul ammarah, that nafs, that ego, those carnal desires, that base self, which pushes one towards fulfilling evil desires. I'm making that happy, and I am displeasing my Allah Azza wa Jal. I am displeasing my beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. We need to make our minds that imagine if a person, whilst gambling, that person passes away, that person dies, Allahu Akbar. Or whilst committing any other sin, any other evil action, and that person dies, what will be the consequences? Don't we know that the manner in which a person passes away, this is how this person will be raised and resurrected on the day of judgment. That will be true humiliation. That will be true disgrace. That people will see us. That if I was gambling, I will wake up, I will be raised in this manner on the day of judgment. If I was robbing somebody, stealing, if I was doing some sin, whatever it is, that person will be raised in this manner. We need to condition our minds. Yes, there's many, many negative influences out there that are encouraging people, the masses, and also Muslims, towards sin, towards the consuming of alcohol, towards the indulgence of drugs, towards the attractions of the nightclubs and music and dancing and singing, and a whole lot of other evils. But we have to make our minds, I am a Muslim, and this action is prohibited by my Islam. It is prohibited by Allah Azza wa Jal, by the glorious Quran, by my beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And the consequences will not be good if I indulge in this. How foolish is it? Make our minds, and make those Muslims' minds in particular who have this addiction of gambling. Make our minds, and how foolish it is that I fill the bellies of my children from haram sustenance or haram sources. I fill my own belly. I nourish my body from haram sources like gambling or riba, interest, etc. The glorious Quran has mentioned in Surah Al-Baqarah, verse 219.
أَعُوذُ بِاللَّهِ مِنَ الشَّيْطَانِ الرَّجِيمِ بِسْمِ اللَّهِ الرَّحْمَنِ الرَّحِيمِ يسألونك عن الخمر والميسر قل فيهما إثم كبير ومنافع للناس وإثمهما أكبر من نفعهما.
Translation from Kanz al-Iman. They ask you the decree regarding wine, intoxicants and gambling. Say, O dear Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, in both is great sin and some worldly benefit for people, but their sin is greater than their benefit. Surah Al-Baqarah, verse 219. I will advise, if you have any, maybe your spouse or maybe your child or any relative or Muslim friends especially who have this addiction towards gambling, continue inviting them towards goodness. Remind them of this verse of the Holy Quran that Allah Azza wa Jal is saying, وَإِثْمُهُمَا أَكْبَرُ مِن نَفْعِهِمَا, that their sin is greater than their benefit. Allahu Akbar. It may seem that, you know, I may win some money, but that money then that you are winning is somebody else's hard-earned money. And somebody else wins your money, how would you feel? Allahu Akbar. Allah Azza wa Jal, protect us. Save us from this destruction, this calamity, this disease of gambling. We need to make our minds and we need to invite people towards goodness who have this addiction, who have this disease with them, that continue explaining the harms of gambling, that it removes barakah, it removes blessings from one's rizq, from one's sustenance, it removes blessings from one's home, and what punishments await that person in the grave and the hereafter. Think about the azab of Allah Azza wa Jal. Why use your halal, hard-earned money and flush it down the drain by indulging in these haram sources or facilities? Allahu Akbar. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said that one who gambled, hadith pak, one who gambled, it is as if he had dipped his hand into the meat and the blood of a pig, khinzir. We know that the khinzir, the pig, is completely impure. Najisul ayn, completely impure. It is haram, it is prohibited as well. So imagine taking your hand and dipping it in the meat and the blood of a pig. This is hadith pak. Furthermore, think that whatever you are going to win, our researchers, they mention, if a person wins a lot of money, just think that each cent, each rand, dollar, rupee or pound of that money that you won from the gambling is like a bottle of alcohol. Alcohol, you know, is haram, is prohibited, it is impure as well. And you need to get rid of it as soon as possible. Why drink that alcohol and create more sin? Why consume that wealth and use it to nourish the bodies of your children and yourself as well? There are many, many crafty ways that the enemies of Islam have created to entice people towards gambling. Allahu Akbar. Take for example, and we must not get caught by this. Be very wary of these plots and these plans of the enemies of Islam. And for example, you are told, you go to the shop, you buy something, you are told, okay, you SMS the word win, for example, the word win to this number, and you qualify in a draw where you can win some prize. Now, on the face of it, it doesn't look like anything's wrong there. But when you truly analyze and you scrutinize, you will find out this is a form of gambling. How? That SMS that you are going to send is going to cost you maybe a rand or a dollar or whatever currency you use. It's going to cost you a certain amount of money. Am I right? So that money, it is as if you are taking this money, you are putting it into the slot machine and you are pulling it. Because you don't know if you are going to win or not. Allahu Akbar. So this is a subtle form of gambling which we must be very wary of. Sallu ala al-Habib, sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. A Madani Bahar. Alhamdulillah Azza wa Jal, there was an Islamic brother who visited one of our zimmedars, one of our responsible ta'wizat at Tariya Islamic Brothers, and he complained that I've got an addiction to gambling, but specifically to online gambling via the internet, and my hard-earned money, and he had a good job, according to this Islamic brother, he had a good job in some prestigious hospital, and he's earning a good income every month, but he's saying, although I'm earning a good income, but due to my addiction to gambling, I have to borrow money, and I'm sitting in so much of debts, I don't know what to do. The salary is coming and is gone in paying off the debts that I am borrowing to play that online gambling. Nevertheless, this Islamic brother was advised that join the weekly Sunnah-inspired Ijtima of Dawat Islami. He was also given the card treatment, he was given ta'weez as well. He was encouraged to be in the Madani environment of Dawat Islami. And you know what happened? Subhanallah Azza wa Jal. Because he took that first step, the very fact that he came to visit that Islamic brother, the zimmedar and representative of this Ta'wizat al-Tariya department, is the first step. And he did this. After about a month, he comes back and says that, Alhamdulillah Azza wa Jal, I don't have any desire to gamble anymore. I don't have any desire. Subhanallah Azza wa Jal. And like this, Alhamdulillah Azza wa Jal, slowly but surely, he managed to pay off his debts and he has a lot of happiness today. And this is what we all want, my dear viewers and listeners of Madani Channel. So I will advise you, for that Islamic sister, perhaps send a mahram, send your husband himself to any of our Ta'wizat al-Tariya stalls, for the cart water treatment, for the ta'weez as well, and some wada'if that can be prescribed for him, inshallah Azza wa Jal. This will have a very good impact and a positive impact, inshallah ta'ala.